Live from the historic parsonage of the 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now, here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth who are listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Friday on this 8th day of January 2021. And I am so thrilled to have returning to this program a dear friend who is one of my favorite guests to interview. He has also been a speaker at least one of my Iron Sharpens Iron Radio pastors' luncheons, and he is one of the most valuable apologists, I believe, alive on the planet Earth today, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that, because he has a very unique ministry, a very unique niche that he fills in the apologetic realm, and that is exposing and refuting false teachers, specifically and most typically those that are involved in the Word of Faith Pentecostal heresy. And it's my honor and privilege to welcome back to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio evangelist, conference speaker, author, and founder of Justin Peters Ministries, Justin Peters.
Hey, Chris, it is always a pleasure to come on your show, brother, and thank you very much for this invitation. I look forward to the next couple of hours here together with you and Andrew both.
And I'm also thrilled to have joining me as a co-host today, Andrew Rappaport, who is the founder and president of Striving for Eternity. And it's great to have you back on the program as well, Andrew.
It is always great to be on your show. Thank you, Chris.
And let me give our listeners our email address if they would like to join the conversation with a question of their own. It is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. As always, give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Perhaps you are in a church that is a Word of Faith Pentecostal church, and you are starting to see inconsistencies, or perhaps even downright lies. You are starting to be educated through the scriptures and through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and you are finally starting to see that there are many heresies and blasphemies and false miracles and false teachers in your midst, and duped sheep, deceived sheep in your midst. And you have a question, and you'd obviously rather not draw attention to your identity yet. We understand something like that would compel you to remain anonymous, but if it's just a general question on theology or a general question on any of the false teachers we'll be addressing today, please give us at least your first name, city and state, and country of residence. Also know that you can find on this website for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, ironsharpensironradio.com, the testimony of Justin Peters in previous interviews that we've conducted and other interviews on other subjects. In addition, we have the testimony of Andrew Rappaport, who's been a guest here, and you can hear other interviews we've had with Andrew in addition to him interviewing me on one occasion. And I'm sure you'll find that to be all of that to be a blessing if you would like to return to the archive of IronSharpensIronRadio.com after this live program is over. But first of all, perhaps, Justin, if you could give us a very brief summary, because we have a lot to talk about today, on false prophecies of 2020 and being prepared to expose and refute more false prophecies in 2021. But give us a brief summary of Justin Peters Ministries and why your physical condition that you were born with, or which occurred shortly after your birth, why that has something very crucial involved in why you actually eventually started Justin Peters Ministries.
Yes, Chris. So the Cliff Note version of all of that is I was born with cerebral palsy, and I have a moderate case of it. There are cases of cerebral palsy, CP for short, that are far lighter than my case, but they can be far, far more severe as well. So I'm kind of stuck somewhere in the middle. I can walk on crutches. It takes me longer to do things. I can't walk very far. But I can speak. Some people with CP are unable to speak, or they speak with incredible difficulty. So I'm kind of stuck somewhere in the middle. But when I was a teenager, a neighbor of mine came up to me, and he said, Justin, God has spoken to me, and he's told me that he's going to heal you as long as you have enough faith. And at age 16, I wanted to be healed desperately. I wanted to be able to do all the things that my friends were doing. I wanted to be able to drive. I wanted to be able to play sports, which I can drive now with hand controls, but I couldn't at the time. I didn't think I ever would. So I really wanted to be healed, and he told me about a faith healer who was coming to my then hometown, Vicksburg, Mississippi, named Nora Lam, L-A-M, Chinese woman who is now dead. But so I was fully convinced that I was going to be healed, and so I went to see Nora Lam. I was not healed. I went to see some other faith healers. Still was not healed. So that was my first exposure to what I now know is the Word of Faith movement, the health and wealth prosperity gospel, the doctrine that it is always God's will to be healed, always God's will to be monetarily wealthy. As long as you sow a seed, God will give you a harvest. Benny Hinn, Kenneth Copeland, Jesse Duplantis, Joyce Meyer, Joel Osteen, Creflo Dollar, Andrew Womack, Joseph Prince. These are some of the more well-known names, leaders of this movement. And so that was my first exposure to it, but it wasn't until a number of years later, in my 20s as a seminary student, that I began to study this movement at a more academic level, and I began to realize just how heretical the movement actually is. And so that kind of set me on a trek, and I wrote my master's thesis in seminary on Benny Hinn. I went to went to a number of Benny Hinn crusades as part of my research, and then doors just began to open for me beginning about 2004 to travel and teach against this movement. And so by God's grace, in the last 16 or so, going on 17 years now, I guess, I've had opportunities to preach all across the United States, around the world, 27 different countries at this point that I've been to. And Chris, one of the things I tell people, as bad as this movement is here in the United States, it's far worse in other countries. It is far worse in South America, in Central America, Africa, India. It is what has happened is the United States of America has created this theological poison, and we have now exported it to the rest of the world. And it truly is our worst export by far.
In fact, somebody who would corroborate that and confirm everything you just said is my very dear friend since 1995, Dr. Conrad Mbewe, pastor of Kabwata Baptist Church in Lusaka, Zambia, Africa, who's also on the faculty of African Christian University alongside with Vodi Baucom. Dr. Mbewe has said many times in public addresses and sermons that you could barely distinguish between the local witch doctor and the local Word of Faith Pentecostal pastor.
Yes.
And there's all kinds of really horrendous things going on where adultery and fornication amongst the leaders in many, I'm not going to broad brush, but in many of the churches there seems to be a given. It's an acceptable thing because the person is a leader who is expected to have more privileges to do things that perhaps would be in someone else a sin. And they are treated like royalty, as it were, and given a pass on even committing damnable sins themselves, in addition to perpetrating the other damnable heresies they're already teaching and preaching.
Indeed. Indeed, Chris. In fact, I'm so glad you mentioned Conrad. It was my distinct privilege to go to Zambia last year, just a little over a year ago, December of 2019. So, 13 months or so ago, I was down there teaching, preaching with him at the seminary, and what a dear, dear brother.
Amen.
Now, it would embarrass him if I said this, but I'll toot his own horn for him. Sometimes people get this idea, oh, these big evangelical heavy hitters, John MacArthur and Conrad and Bayway and Phil Johnson and Paul Washer, these big wigs. And I tell you, I've been around these men. They are truly humble men. I have to have help putting on my socks. I have compression socks that are too tight for me to get on myself. And Conrad, that way, every morning when I was there, he would come over and get down on his knees and help me put my compression socks on. And, I mean, he's just a dear, dear brother, and I think the world of him. So.
And, of course, our co-host today, Andrew Rappaport of Striving for Eternity, he is also someone who does that very thing for you when he is traveling with you.
It's exactly right, Chris. Andrew has put my socks on many times, probably more times than he would care to admit.
He absolutely refuses to put mine on for some reason. I don't know why.
You never asked.
Well, should we start? Well, actually, before we start with a clip, please give us a very brief summary, since there are other interviews people can go to find out more information. Give us a very brief summary of the key tenets of Word of Faith Pentecostalism that would make it clearly outside the realm of authentic Orthodox biblical Christianity.
Sure, Chris. Okay, so the term charismatic in and of itself means that you believe that all of the spiritual gifts, including the apostolic gifts of tongues, interpretation of tongues, gift of healing, all these apostolic sign gifts are still in operation today. That's the charismatic movement. That is a position with which I enthusiastically disagree. But it is not in and of itself heretical. But Word of Faith is absolutely charismatic, but it takes it to another level. A Word of Faith and New Apostolic Reformation have a very aberrant and heretical view of the nature of man. They believe that if you are a Christian, you actually become a god, a little god. They believe that Jesus completely divested himself of his deity on earth, and he did his signs and wonders not as the God-man, but just as man, a man who had a close walk with God, but was not actually God in human flesh. And they have a very aberrant view of the atonement. They believe that Jesus atoned for our sins, not on the cross, but down in hell. And because when we get saved and we supposedly become gods ourselves, then as little gods, we are entitled to health and wealth because we're gods. I mean, God cannot be poor, God cannot be sick, so we should always be wealthy. We should never have any kind of physical illness. We can speak things into existence just like God did. We have the inherent ability to create ex nihilo out of nothing. We can speak things into existence. So I'll say this, all Word of Faith are charismatic. But in fairness, not all charismatics are Word of Faith. The vast majority are, but not all of them in fairness. So all Word of Faith are charismatic, but not 100% of charismatics are Word of Faith. I'd say probably easily easily 95% plus charismatics are Word of Faith, but there's a few, just a handful, that would not slide into Word of Faith, the Word of Faith heresy. You have to talk Reformation. Bill Johnson would be another example of this, Bethel Church and all that.
And they really, they really claim, even if they don't use the exact wording that I am about to use, but they may at times use this exact wording, but they really teach that men are in sovereign control over whether or not they're healed, and if they have a strong enough faith, they even believe that men have the sovereign control over the weather and all kinds of things that are only truly in the hands of God to control. Am I right?
Yes, that's exactly right, Chris. That is not hyperbole at all. They believe that we can control the weather. If you don't like the weather, just talk to it. You can change it. Kenneth Copeland does this, his wife Lori Copeland, but Jesse Duplantis does as well. Chris Valentin and all the crew out at Bethel, you know, they claim they can control the weather. It's crazy and loony as you might think it is. It's far more so. Far more so. They demote God to make him look human. And in turn, they deify man to make us look like God.
Okay, well, why don't you set us up before I play our first clip? And I'm going to be trying to keep track of the time as best as I can, because you have indicated to me the length of the clips that you want me to play. You've indicated when I should stop these clips. But if you happen to hear that I've been distracted and the clip is going on longer than it should, please just say, Chris, you could stop now, because we obviously don't want to play any more of these heretics than we need to. We just want to get the points across, and we also don't want to chew into the time that we have allotted to us unnecessarily by playing a longer clip than you intended. So why don't you set us up with this very first clip, but with an explanation?
Okay, Chris, sure. And maybe it's a little bit of how long do we have before the first break?
We have about 10 minutes.
10 minutes, okay. So let me say this. Back in January of 2020, so a year ago right now, Sid Roth, who has a program entitled It's Supernatural on TBN, has a YouTube channel, by the way, that has 1.25 million subscribers. So, that gives you an idea of just how popular this movement is. But Sid Roth had 20 of the biggest names in the prophetic movement come on his program and give their prophetic word of knowledge, their prophecy that God had supposed to give each and every one of these 20 prophets claimed that God gave them prophecies about the then upcoming year of 2020. And some of these prophets, Hank Kuhneman, Perry Stone, Patricia King, David Herzog, Jeremiah Johnson, Mario Murillo, Kenan Bridges, Kevin Zadai is a guy who shuttles back and forth between heaven and earth regularly, and God taught him how to play the saxophone. I'm not kidding. Cindy Jacobs, James Gall. So who's who of the prophets? And they all gave their prophetic words of knowledge about 2020. Not one single prophet, Chris and Andrew, prophesied COVID coming. Now think about that. In January of 2020, the COVID was already here. It was beginning to spread, even though we didn't really realize it. But none of them saw literally what is one of the most earth-shattering, globally impacting events, not only of 2020, but of our lifetimes. And none of them saw it.
And even if one were to say that the disease itself doesn't fit the bill of your description, the impact and the hysteria surrounding it certainly does.
Correct. Yeah, the disease is not that serious, right, the virus itself. But the impact that it had, oh my goodness. I mean, it has and continues to impact how does that work? And then in the early spring, say February and March, when we began to talk about this, and then the alarm bells are going off, oh my goodness, and then, you know, panic, Kenneth Copeland came out and he banished COVID-19. And so that is our first clip. What you're going to hear, this was recorded on, I believe it was March the 29th, and Kenneth Copeland banished COVID-19. So you can play it.
Okay, here we go.
We'll exercise judgment right now.
Because we have...
In the name of Jesus!
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God, I execute judgment on you, COVID-19.
Oh, Ramos.
I execute judgment on you, Satan, you destroyer, you killer, you get out, we break your power, you get off this nation. I demand judgment on you. I demand a vaccination to come immediately.
Yes.
I call you done. I call you gone. You come down from your place of authority, destroyer. You come down and you crawl on your belly like God commanded you when he put his foot on your head in the Garden of Eden. You will destroy through COVID-19.
Okay, well, not that needs any commentary, but please provide some.
Yeah, well, for those who are listening carefully, how ironic when he said that he declared it gone, that it was destroyed, and yet in the same breath, literally in the same breath, he commands a vaccine to come. Well, if it's been destroyed, why is there a need for a vaccine?
By the way, let me ask you a question. In fact, Andrew, you could pipe in briefly as well. Am I supposed to be laughing right now? There are some who might be upset. Not that I'm not really that concerned that people who believe this are offended, but there are brothers in Christ who would agree with us that these are charlatans and this is heresy, who would say, oh, Chris, you shouldn't be laughing at this because this is a very serious and damnable deception going on. So is it always wrong to laugh when you hear things like this?
Andrew, you want to?
Yes, I mean, some of the times it's hard not to. I mean, we sometimes forget, Chris, that there are people being deceived by this. It's a thing where when we hear it, it does sound laughable. I mean, exactly what Justin just said, and a question I was going to ask Justin is, I don't think this is the first time that he vanquished this disease. I believe there was a time, Justin, I had a video where you went through where he was trying to claim that the temperatures were rising that was going to, you know, wipe out the disease sometime after that clip. So you hear this, Chris, and it's hard not to. But, you know, Justin, I don't know if you want to comment on that, his second video, because that just shows that the first one didn't work, I think.
Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, you know, kind of to answer the question and tag on here, Andrew's exactly right. Sometimes it's hard not to laugh because these people are so comically wrong and demonstrably wrong. And yet it is a very serious thing because, and I'll talk more about this as we go on in the program, but these people are putting words in God's mouth that he did not say. And this is an extraordinarily serious thing.
In fact, we have to go to our first station break, so we'll have you repeat any setup that you need when we return in regard to the second clip we're going to be playing. And if anybody would like to join us on the air again, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com, chrisarnson@gmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President and Professor of Systematic and Homiletical Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Taylor, South Carolina. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck White at the First Trinity Lutheran Church in Tonawanda, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Anthony Mathenia of Christ Church in Radford, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jesse Miller of Damascus Road Christian Church in Gardnerville, Nevada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Bruce Bennett of Word of Truth Church in Farmingville, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rodney Brown of Metro Bible Church in Southlake, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jim Harrison of Red Mills Baptist Church in Mayapack Falls, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
Are you tired of looking for the silver bullet when it comes to health and wellness? Are you frustrated with the medical status quo, which masks symptoms and doesn't treat the root problem of sickness? More importantly, are you looking for one of the most unique books ever written, which gives you safe, low-cost, and proven options to regain your health the way God intended? Then look no further than my new book, Health for All of Life, a medical manifesto of hope and healing for the nations. Hi, I'm Jason Garwood, and I'm a husband, father, pastor, and writer whose passion for helping people led me to write this book. If 2020 has proven anything, it's that big pharma, big tech, and big government knows nothing about how to treat people naturally without poisoning them with synthetic drugs and experimental vaccines. But what if God has given us a better way? What if we can take the Christian worldview found in the Bible and apply it to health and wellness? My book, Health for All of Life, does just that. You can find this exciting new book on Amazon. Pick up a copy for yourself and for your friends and family. Give the gift of health and don't be a dead end to truth.
Here's what Gary DeMar, president of American Vision, had to say about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio recently.
Good to be back, Chris. I always enjoy our time. I have to say you're one of the better interviewers out there, and I've been doing this for more than 30 years.
Wow, that's some compliment. How much do I owe you for that?
you don't have to owe me anything, so we're in good shape.
I'm glad you said it on the air, so I don't have to brag about myself.
Tell your friends and loved ones about Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, airing live Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time at ironsharpensironradio.com.
Every day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ, staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333, or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
Was your business shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic, depriving you of earning any money, causing you to default on your rent as you try to survive without income? Maybe you've had to close your doors for good. The good news, you thought, was that you purchased business interruption insurance as a part of your business liability policy with a major insurance company who told you they are a good neighbor or that you would be in good hands. You filed a claim only to be told that it was denied due to the pandemic exclusion clause. The pandemic exclusion? Since 2006, most insurance companies added this clause to enable them to deny your income loss claims in the event of a worldwide pandemic. Do not give up. No matter what state you live in, call Buttafuoco & Associates now at 1-800-669-4878. Buttafuoco & Associates is a part of a large multi-district litigation, and they are working with lead counsel to bring what they believe will be a successful lawsuit for these claims. It is the best way for you to proceed. There's absolutely no risk to you. You do not have to pay them out of pocket, and there is no fee unless you recover on your claim. You need to call 1-800-669-4878 right now. Trust the law firm where the attorneys at one of the largest business firms on Long Island, New York, are sending their own clients for representation during this lawsuit. Buttafuoco & Associates, here to help business owners rebuild their lives in the wake of the pandemic. Call 1-800-669-4878.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our Sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Chris Aronson, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit GetWorldNow.com today. Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at WNG.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group, .org/podcast.
Welcome back. This is Chris Aronson, and our guest today, if you just tuned us in, is Justin Peters, founder of Justin Peters Ministries. Co-hosting the program with me is Andrew Rappaport, founder and president of Striving for Eternity. Our theme today is False Prophecies of 2020 and being prepared to expose and refute more in 2021. Our email address is chrisaronson@gmail.com. chrisaronson@gmail.com. Give us your first name, at least your city and state of residence, in your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. And Justin, did you have anything further to say as we prepare to set up the next audio clip?
Chris, so Andrew was talking about how this was not the only time that Copeland banished COVID, and indeed he did. So I want to talk about that in just a second, but let's, because chronologically, this next clip comes first, and then we'll go to what Andrew was speaking of. So the next clip, Chris, looks like it is about 30 seconds in length. And this is a clip from Kenneth Copeland. He's with George Pearson's, who is his brother-in-law. Son-in-law. But this gives the exact time that Kenneth Copeland banished COVID-19 from the face of the earth.
Yes, at exactly 12 noon on the 29th day of March.
Jesus. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Come it's on, over. Give God glory and praise and honor for this. It's over.
It's over.
Yeah, he's saying it's over, and obviously it's clearly not over by any stretch of the imagination.
Correct. So he even gave the exact time and a minute ago, I said March 30th, it was March 29th. 12 noon, March 29th, 2020, it's over, it's done. And he did this claiming divine authority. And so, you know, Copeland is a false prophet. There's no way around it. He is a false prophet. And going to what, and obviously COVID was not banished. In fact, the cases were just getting ramped up then. And what Andrew was talking about before our break, and then just a couple of weeks later, and in fact maybe about 1 week later, early April, Kenneth Copeland did it again. He's at a completely different meeting, a different venue, and he talks about how this virus hates heat, that it dies in the heat. And so this, I think this, I have this in my video, but I think it was April 4th, actually, just a few days later, 5 days later. And so he prophesied a heat wave to come on the United States that would kill COVID-19. And so he says, you know, heat, and he calls up heat, and people have spoofed this. I mean, go to YouTube and search COVID-19, Kenneth Copeland. And people have just funny about this, Chris, is that on April the 4th, when Kenneth Copeland prophesied a heat wave coming, the very next day, and I have this documented in my video, he was doing that from just north of Fort Worth, Texas, April 4th. And literally the next day, an extraordinarily strong cold front came through North Texas. And the very next day, April 5th, the high temperature was, I believe it was 42 degrees, which was 31 degrees below average for North Texas, where Kenneth Copeland was. So, it just spectacularly wrong, proving himself to be a false prophet just over and over and over. 2020 has been an absolute wrecking ball to these charismatic prophets. It has exposed the charismatic movement for the farce that it is on every conceivable level. 2020 has been a wrecking ball to the prophetic movement. It has been the kryptonite to the charismatic Superman. I mean, it literally has just exposed this movement on every conceivable level, a theological level, the prophetic level, the integrity level. None of these prophets saw COVID-19 coming. They then decreed it to be gone, failed spectacularly at that. And so did not just Kenneth Copeland, but Bill Johnson at Bethel Church. When people sing Bethel music in their churches, they need to know it's coming from a cult. Bethel Church, Bill Johnson decreed it to be gone. Chris Ballantyne decreed it to be gone. Sean Bolts decreed it to be gone. In fact, Fox News website did a whole story on their website about Sean Bolts prophesying that COVID-19 would not become a pandemic, that it would go away, that this was back in February. So they didn't see COVID-19 coming. They decreed it to be gone. That didn't work. So strike, strike. Then guess what else they did see coming? None of them saw the riots coming that erupted after George Floyd was killed or died, or whatever your perspective is on that. The riots that raged for months all throughout the United States of America, in cities all across the country, and people were killed, businesses were destroyed, and police cars were attacked and set on fire, and this went on night after night after night for months, all across the country. None of these prophets in early 2020 saw any of this coming.
And Andrew, before I play the next clip, do you have any thing that you'd like to ask, or any input that you have?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of times, Justin, that we end up seeing these guys who make these prophecies. I mean, over and over and over, false prophecy after false prophecy. You've documented them in your YouTube channel. Guys who prophesied that Mitt Romney not only would win election, but win two elections when he never won the first. How do these guys continue to have followers when time after time, false prophecy after false prophecy, and the followers keep following?
There seems to be amnesia going on, right?
Yeah. And I tell you, Andrew, that's an excellent point that you bring up there. How do people continue to follow them? Why do they continue to follow them? And I would say, because a lot of people were emailing me, this was back in mid-2020, and they were saying, wow, Justin, you know, 2020, even at that time, 6 months ago, and it gets worse, as we'll see. But it's been so hard, devastating on the charismatic movement. And they think, oh, they said, you know, I think this is going to be the end of the charismatic movement, the prophetic movement. Word of faith is going to be the end of it. And my response to that is, no, it's not going to be, though I wish it were, it's not going to be, because these false prophets are, in and of themselves, part of God's judgment on people. I'll say that again. False prophets are, in and of themselves, part of God's judgment on people. This is not going to be the end of the charismatic prophetic movement, because people want to be deceived. They want to be deceived. Paul says that the time will come when people will no longer endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers who tickle their ears. 2 Timothy 4, and that's exactly what we're seeing right now. we have gotten to the point where the vast majority of people who call themselves Christians, don't want sound doctrine, they don't want sound theology, they will not endure it. So they heap to themselves teachers who tickle the ears, who tell them what they want to hear. And that's what we're seeing. This was happening in the Old Testament as well. And let me read this to you out of Jeremiah chapter 5. This is God speaking, Jeremiah chapter 5, 30 through 31. God says, an appalling and horrible thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule on their own authority, and my people love it so. My people love it so. God is saying the prophets prophesy falsely, the priests are ruling on their own authority, not mine, their own authority, and my people love it. That's what they want, and so that's what we're seeing today and now. So these false teachers are in and of themselves part of God's judgment, and the prophets have been so spectacularly wrong this year. I mean, they've been wrong for years and years. This is nothing new. It's not like this is the first time they've had false prophecies. It's just that 2020 presented a very unique opportunity to put their false prophecies on display in a very acute, concentrated, irrefutable way. And that's what we're seeing with it. This is, people don't, here's a question I have for folks. Where are the charismatic expositors of Scripture? When you watch a charismatic preacher, you don't hear exposition. You don't see them open up the Scriptures and preach verse by verse through the text. That's not what they do. They tell stories. They don't exposit Scripture. They may reference Scripture here and there. They may read a Bible verse and talk. I mean, they'll reference it. But when you listen to a charismatic preacher preach, it's not exposition.
And of course, there are exceptions to the rule that whether or not you would label them charismatic or non-cessationists or continuationists or continuists, like, even though I have, especially lately, have disagreed with John Piper on a number of things, John Piper is clearly an expositor, and yet he would not be a cessationist or in our camp on the sign gifts.
That's correct, Chris, and that goes back to what I was saying earlier in the interview before the break. But there are some, and to be fair, as I said, there are some charismatics that do not go into Word of Faith. And you're right; John Piper would be an example of one. Wayne Grudem has written a good systematic theology, even though I would disagree with his charismatic position. Takes enthusiastic exception to that. He is careful. He's written a very good systematic theology. So there are a few of them, but they're so vastly outnumbered by everyone else. And some people have tried to tell me, you're just talking about the extreme fringe of the charismatic movement with Benny Hinn and Kenneth Copeland. That's the fringe. No, the fringe of the charismatic movement is not Benny Hinn and Kenneth Copeland, Joyce Meyer, and Joel Osteen. The fringe of the charismatic movement is represented by people like John Piper and Wayne Grudem, F.F. Bruce, some men who I fully affirm as brothers and fully expect to see them in heaven one day. They're the fringe, because they are the tiny, tiny minority in the charismatic movement. The vast majority falls right into the camp of all these people that we've been talking about, sadly so.
Okay, let's have a little bit of setup now before we air a clip before the midway break. This is the another Kenneth Copeland clip, I believe.
Yes, okay, so this next clip, all right, fast forward a few months. All of the prophets, 100% of them, Chris and Andrew, 100% of them prophesied that Donald Trump would win re-election. Now, regardless of what you think about the voter fraud, and I'm absolutely convinced there was a tremendous amount of voter fraud. But it wasn't just that they predicted that he would win, but that he would have a second term, that he would sit in the White House for another 4 years. And the clip you're about to play is of Kenneth Copeland a few days after the presidential election Several days after Joe Biden had already been declared the president-elect. And so that's the setup. And this clip is, about a 45-second or so clip. I think you can play the whole clip on this one.
The media said what? The media said Joe Biden's president. Ha, 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 ha.
Wow, not only does he have horribly fake doctrine, but his fake laugh is even worse.
It is nothing like your laugh, Chris.
Well, mine is never fake.
You enjoy. You know, Justin, let me ask you this.
In fact, what we should do right now, actually, Andrew, is we'll pick up right where you left off, there, or right where you started to speak when we come back, because we have to go to our midway break. But if anybody would like to join us with a question of your own, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA. Please only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. This is our longer than normal break, folks, in the middle of the show, because Grace Life Radio, 90.1 FM in Lake City, Florida, requires of us a longer break in the middle because they air, according to FCC regulations, their own public service announcements and other local announcements that localize Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and all of their programming to Lake City, Florida. While they do that, we simultaneously air our globally heard commercials. So, please use this time wisely. Write down as much of the information as you can for as many of our advertisers as you can so that you can more frequently and more successfully respond to them, whether it be because you're patronizing them or just contacting them to say, thank you so much for sponsoring Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Obviously send in questions, as I just said, to Justin Peters on the false prophecies of 2020. And 2021. And our email address, again, is chrisarnzen@gmail.com. chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Don't go away, God willing. We are going to be right back after these messages with more of Justin Peters.
Hi, I'm Buzz Taylor, frequent co-host with Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. I would like to introduce you to my good friends Todd and Patty Jennings at CVBBS, which stands for Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service. Todd and Patty specialize in supplying Reformed and Puritan books and Bibles at discount prices that make them affordable to everyone. Since 1987, the family-owned and operated book service has sought to bring you the best available Christian books and Bibles at the best possible prices. Unlike other book sites, they make no effort to provide every book that is available because, frankly, much of what is being printed is not worth your time. That means you can get to the good stuff faster. It also means that you don't have to worry about being assaulted by the pornographic, heretical, and otherwise faith-insulting material promoted by the secular book vendors. Their website is cvbbs.com. Browse the pages at ease, shop at your leisure, and purchase with confidence as Todd and Patty work in service to you, the church, and to Christ. That's Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service at cvbbs.com. That's cvbbs.com. Let Todd and Patty know that you heard about them on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio depends upon the financial support of fine Christian organizations to remain on the air, like the Historical Bible Society. The Historical Bible Society maintains a collection of Christian books, manuscripts, and Bibles of historical significance spanning nearly 1,000 years. The mission of HBS is the preservation and public display of ancient scripture, dissemination of scripture, to provide tools equipping believers in Christian apologetics with evidence for the Bible's reliability, and to introduce Reformation literature and Christian art to a broader audience. Since 2004, HBS has toured schools and churches throughout the Northeast United States, reaching thousands of believers and non-believers alike who are hungry for knowledge of the Bible. HBS's founder, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, is committed to sharing this collection along with an inspirational historical message that will captivate you and your church. Come journey through their website, historicalbiblesociety.org. The collection includes a complete 11th century Bible, an actual page of the Gutenberg Bible from 1455, the first book ever printed, the Geneva Bible, the 1611 King James Bible, and much, much more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org today. Thank you, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, for your faithful support of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries and the Dividing Line webcast here. Although God has brought me all over the globe for many years to teach, preach, and debate at numerous venues, some of my very fondest memories are from those precious times of fellowship with Pastor Rich Jensen and the brethren at Hope Reformed Baptist Church, now located at their new beautiful facilities in Coram, Long Island, New York. I've had the privilege of opening God's Word from their pulpit on many occasions, have led youth retreats for them, and have always been thrilled to see their members filling many seats at my New York debates. I do not hesitate to highly recommend Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, to anyone who wants to be accurately taught, discipled, and edified by the Holy Scriptures, and to be surrounded by truly loving and caring brothers and sisters in Christ. I also want to congratulate Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram for the recent appointment of Pastor Rich Jensen's co-elder, Pastor Christopher McDowell. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, that you heard about them from James White on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm author Gary DeMar, president of American Vision, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Dan Lebenick of West Hills Baptist Church in Huntington Station, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Justin Peters of Justin Peters Ministries, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Reverend Buzz Taylor, author of God's Lawsuit, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Dr. William Webster, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Battleground, Washington, founder of the ministry Christian Resources. The NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Ryan Galan of Central Islip Community Church in Central Islip, New York. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Brandon Smith of Trinity Reformed Baptist Church in Jackson, Georgia. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com, that's nasbible.com, to place your order.
Are you tired of looking for the silver bullet when it comes to health and wellness? Are you frustrated with the medical status quo, which masks symptoms and doesn't treat the root problem of sickness? More importantly, are you looking for one of the most unique books ever written, which gives you safe, low-cost, and proven options to regain your health the way God intended? Then look no further than my new book, Health for All of Life, a medical manifesto of hope and healing for the nations. Hi, I'm Jason Garwood, and I'm a husband, father, pastor, and writer whose passion for helping people led me to write this book. If 2020 has proven anything, it's that big pharma, big tech, and big government knows nothing about how to treat people naturally without poisoning them with synthetic drugs and experimental vaccines. But what if God has given us a better way? What if we can take the Christian worldview found in the Bible and apply it to health and wellness? My book, Health for All of Life, does just that. You can find this exciting new book on Amazon. Pick up a copy for yourself and for your friends and family. Give the gift of health and don't be a dead end to truth.
Was your business shut down during the COVID-19 pandemic, depriving you of earning any money, causing you to default on your rent as you try to survive without income? Maybe you've had to close your doors for good. The good news, you thought, was that you purchased business interruption insurance as a part of your business liability policy with a major insurance company who told you they are a good neighbor, or that you would be in good hands. You filed a claim only to be told that it was denied due to the pandemic exclusion clause. The pandemic exclusion? Since 2006, most insurance companies added this clause to enable them to deny your income loss claims in the event of a worldwide pandemic. Do not give up. No matter what state you live in, call Buttafuoco & Associates now at 1-800-669-4878. Buttafuoco & Associates is a part of a large multi-district litigation, and they are working with lead counsel to bring what they believe will be a successful lawsuit for these claims. It is the best way for you to proceed. There's absolutely no risk to you. You do not have to pay them out of pocket, and there is no fee unless you recover on your claim. You need to call 1-800-669-4878 right now. Trust the law firm where the attorneys at one of the largest business firms on Long Island, New York, are sending their own clients for representation during this lawsuit. Buttafuoco & Associates, here to help business owners rebuild their lives in the wake of the pandemic. Call 1-800-669-4878.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so, and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is sponsored by Harvey Cedars, a year-round Bible conference and retreat center nestled on the Jersey Shore. Harvey Cedars offers a wide range of accommodations to suit groups up to 400. For generations, Christians have enjoyed gathering and growing at Harvey Cedars. Each year, thousands of high school and college students come and learn more about God's Word.
An additional 9,000 come annually to Harvey Cedars as families, couples, singles, men, women, pastors, seniors, and missionaries. 90 miles from New York City, 70 miles from Philly, and 95 miles from Wilmington, and easily accessible, scores of notable Christian groups frequently plan conferences at Harvey Cedars, like the Navigators, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, Campus Crusade, and the Alliance of Confessing Evangelicals. Find Harvey Cedars on Facebook or at hcbible.org, hcbible.org. Call 609-494-5689, 609-494-5689. Harvey Cedars, where Christ finds people and changes lives.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402, or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's L-E-E-S, drugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
Greetings in the matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Banu Gotti. I'm a pharmacist in New York, which is the epicenter of the latest crisis the world is going through. In Psalm 139, verse 14, the psalmist offers praise to the Lord like this: I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, and wondrous are your works that my soul knows very well. He saw God's goodness and mercy, kindness, and the beauty in what God has designed, and he has erupted into praise. In any crisis or problem, brothers and sisters, our only fallback position is to trust God's design. And once we do, there is nothing for us to do but to erupt in praise to him. When the whole world is searching for a solution, God, in his infinite mercy, has given us what we need to address this illness, which can be very serious. Such is the beauty of his design. Knowing that design, how can we not erupt in praise to our great God like the psalmist did? May God bless you and give all of us wisdom to see greater things in his design. Thank you.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, solid-ground-books.com is a primary, a premier, a vital sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Without their financial support that comes through their advertising campaigns, we would likely, most likely, not exist, barring a miracle from God. So please, patronize solid-ground-books.com as frequently as you can and purchase books from them as generously as you can at solid-ground-books.com, solid-ground-books.com, and always mention that you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Remember, you're not only going to be doing solid-ground-books.com a favor when you purchase books from them, you're not only going to be doing us at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio a favor by making one of our advertisers happy so that they continue advertising with us, you're also going to be doing yourself and anyone for whom you are purchasing gifts from solid-ground-books.com a huge and enormous favor, because they carry and they publish the finest, the very finest in Christian literature from the past and the present. That's solid-ground-books.com. solid-ground-books.com. Please put that website on your refrigerator with a magnet or something, or put it on a post-it note on your laptop screen or anywhere else where you are looking every day, so you will remember to make solid-ground-books.com your first stop for gift giving, and also to replenish your own personal library so that you will be further equipped to proclaim and defend the gospel of sovereign grace. That's solid-ground-books.com. Again, don't forget to mention Chris Arnzen of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio whenever you make a purchase at solid-ground-books.com. We just have a couple of more announcements to make before we return to Justin Peters on the false prophecies of 2020 and 21 by these word of faith charlatans that are in abundance, tragically, out there. And my co-host again is Andrew Rappaport, founder and president of Striving for Eternity. We will be returning to that discussion momentarily, but I have a couple of announcements to make. First of all, I hope many of you will join me on Thursday morning, January 28th, in Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania, for an event featuring Dr. Vodi Balcom. Vodi Balcom is one of the most powerful preachers and teachers alive on the planet Earth today. And thankfully, being a black brother, he is one of the most clear and most significant and powerful refuters and exposers of the heresies of critical race theory. And he has gotten himself into a lot of trouble, actually, taking the strong positions against critical race theory and the woke movement, as he has been taking ever since its inception. He has been taking a lot of heat for this, being viewed as a traitor to the black race and Uncle Tom and all kinds of horrible, slanderous, evil things. Well, Dr. Vodi Balcom is going to be speaking on critical race theory at the New Hope Bible Church, located in Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania, and that again is Thursday, January 28th, from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. I will be there, God willing, and I hope that you are there too. And if you have any further information that you would like to learn about this event, Jacob Tanner is the pastor that is actually orchestrating this event. He is the pastor of a different church, but a different church than the venue where Vodi Balcom will be speaking, but he is the one that is orchestrating and hosting this event. You can email Pastor Jacob Tanner at jacob@mountbethelmcclure.com. That's Jacob at MT, Mount is abbreviated, MT, Bethel, B-E-T,
H-E-L, McClure, M-C-C-L-U-R-E, .com. And you could also email me, chrisarnson@gmail.com, and I will make sure that your questions get forwarded to Jacob if you did not correctly or have the time to write down his email address. Hope to see you on Thursday, January 28th, 8 a.m. to 12 noon for Dr. Vody Balcom in Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania. Also, folks, if you love this show and you do not want it to disappear from the airwaves, I'm urging you, please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. You can donate instantly with a debit or credit card in that fashion. If you prefer snail mail, you can also mail in a check made payable to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to the address that will appear on your screen when you click support at ironsharpensironradio.com. Please always remember that we are in urgent need of your financial support, perhaps more than ever, because the coronavirus pandemic hysteria has really hit us hard financially, because many of our audience have been hit hard financially through their businesses being either shut down temporarily or permanently, or other kinds of financial trials that have sprung up in their lives due to this hysteria connected with the coronavirus pandemic. So therefore, our giving has gone down dramatically. Our advertising has been farther and fewer between, with new clients starting sponsorships on this program. I want to always remember to thank all of you, and I can never thank you adequately, but those of you who have been sponsoring this show, some of you going all the way back to our first launching in 2005, some of you are much more recent benefactors, supporters of this program who have been donating for the first time very recently. Some of you donate every month, whatever you can. Some of you have donated once or twice, but very enormous amounts. I just can't even thank you enough, or in adequate terms, because I can never reveal through the way I speak and write how deeply I am grateful for you and to God for you. So please accept my thanks, my gratitude for your faithfulness, because without your generosity, we would go off the air. That is for certain. For those of you who have never given before but love this show, please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. For those of you who have given, but you have been blessed financially so you can give more, please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now. Please always remember that I don't want people funneling or siphoning, I should say, money away from your regular giving that you're accustomed to your own local church where you are a member, in order to give to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. In other words, don't punish your own church financially by giving to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and blessing us. Don't also put your family in further financial peril if you are really struggling to survive and make ends meet. Those two things are commands of God, providing for your church and providing for your family. Providing for Iron Sharpens Iron Radio is obviously not a command of God, but if you are blessed above and beyond your ability to obey those two commands, please visit ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, then click to donate now, and give frequently and generously, as long as you are blessed above and beyond your ability to provide for your church and your family. Also, folks, if you are not a member of a local Bible-believing church and you need help finding one, no matter where you live on the planet Earth, I may be able to help you find a church. Go to ironsharpensironradio.com. I'm giving you the wrong information. Send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com, and put "I need a church" in the subject line. No matter where you live on the entire globe, I may be able to help you find a church near you that is biblically faithful, just as I already have with people in all parts of the world. So send me that email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put "I need a church" in the subject line. That's also the email address where you could send in a question to Justin Peters, and he is our guest today. And the email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. My co-host today is Andrew Rappaport of Striving for Eternity. We are discussing false prophecies of 2020 and also helping you prepare to expose and refute false prophecies of 2021. And Justin, do you have anything further to say after that last clip, or should we have you now just prepare us for the next clip to come?
Oh, you know what? I think we left off with Andrew.
I did have a question I wanted to ask you, Justin, because you're talking about these guys who have been predicting that Trump would be in office a second term, and I'm sure you've seen this, but others may not have. I just want to read to you two things that have come out recently. First, from Jeremiah Johnson. Jeremiah Johnson had put out publicly on his page that he says, "I quote, I want to go on record. I was wrong. I'm deeply sorry and ask for your forgiveness." Unquote. He was talking specifically about his prophecy of Donald Trump winning, and he goes on to say this, and this was interesting. He said, quote, "I specifically want to apologize to any believer in whom I have now caused potential doubt concerning the voice of God and his ability to speak to his people. I am a human being. I missed what God was saying. However, rest assured, God himself is not a liar, and his word shall always be the foundation and source of our lives as Christians. Second, I would like to explain that my prophecy process, along with other ways of desiring to grow and learn from my mistakes." Now, he did, unquote there, and so what he did do is he did say earlier in this, he says that he wanted to proclaim first that he did it. He said, it didn't come across, he says Donald Trump, he didn't want to say Donald Trump actually won, even though the votes weren't there, so he was at least honest by saying that part. He also had said he didn't want to just try to make excuses for it, so he admitted he's wrong. But then you mentioned, I think earlier, Sean Boltz, from Bethel, he came out recently with this, and he says, quote, I was obviously wrong about my prophecy about Trump, President Trump getting another term. I am truly sorry, as I am growing in this prophetic journey and was not accurate about something so big. In this season, as I am holding myself accountable, I am going to stay out of public prophetic words and grow in my closeness to Jesus. Thanks to all who have grace on my journey and growth, the prophetic is real regardless of my myth, unquote. Could you just respond to me? Because you brought up the fact that these guys prophesied about Trump, a major myth. And so these are three major things, the coronavirus, the protesting, and now Trump's reelection. So many of these guys missed. Now they're coming out and saying they were wrong. They were growing in their prophetic ministry. They're human, and they're just calling it a myth. What is your reaction to these guys?
Yeah, fantastic, Andrew. I'm glad you brought that point up. In fact, I saw where Michael Brown has even posted the letter from Jeremiah Johnson. He called it a letter of apology and repentance. A, this is not repentance. If Jeremiah Johnson was truly repentant, okay, biblically, he is a false prophet. Ezekiel 13 makes this crystal clear. He's a false prophet. Deuteronomy 18 makes this crystal clear. He's a false prophet. In fact, since they're always claiming an Old Testament mantle, I mean, they always quote Amos chapter 3, the Lord does nothing without revealing it to his prophets. They always claim that for their authority. Well, if they're going to be consistent, according to Deuteronomy 18, since we're going to go all Old Testament on us here, Mr. and Mrs. False Prophets, Deuteronomy 18 says you ought to be stoned right now. Stoned. So how tightly would you like to hold on to that Old Testament authority there, Jeremiah Johnson and Kenneth Copeland and all these others? But if he was truly repentant, you know what he would do? He would stop. Not just stop prophesying falsely. Shut his ministry down. This is serious. See, the reality is that these prophets really don't take putting words in God's mouth that he did not say seriously. It's not a big deal to them. They don't take it seriously, for if they did, they would realize the gravity of what they have done credibility now. Zero. Now, let's think about this. Let's just use a little common sense. There's not many things in the that happen on this planet that are more consequential than a United States presidential election. They have had years to prepare for this prophecy. I mean, since Trump went in office in 2016, everybody knows he's going to run for re-election in 2020. They have had years to get this right, to hear the voice of God right on this. Something that monumental that they've had years to prepare for, to make sure they heard God rightly. And they blew it. And they had a 50-50 chance of getting it right in the first place. They blew it. So why, using a little common sense, why in the blue-eyed world would we take anything that they have to say seriously in a prophetic sense when they say, God spoke to me, God told me this, God told me that? They say these things all the time. That's what they're known for. It's their bread and butter. So they missed it on something this monumental for which they had years to prepare to make sure they heard God right. And yet we're supposed to believe them when they have a little word of knowledge for your life. Like, God told me to tell you that you need to do such and such and this and that. And God told me this and God gave me a dream. Baloney. Baloney. They are liars. They are frauds. They are charlatans. They have brought untold reproach on the name of Christ. But they just don't take it seriously. So real repentance, if Jeremiah Johnson was repentant, he would realize the gravity of what he's done, the magnitude of the reproach that he has brought. You can go to YouTube and find websites or channels rather, I should say, YouTube channels by atheists. And they have hundreds of thousands of followers, and what they do is they take video clips of Kenneth Copeland and Jeremiah Johnson and Kat Kerr and all these people, and they are making, rightly so, but they're making mockery out of them, but in doing that, they are mocking Christians. They think this is what Christianity is, and they are mocking Christians, making a mockery of Christ. And it's all because of these false prophets and these charlatans and the reproach that they have brought on Christ.
In fact, you just mentioned Kat Kerr, one of these false prophetesses. I'm going to play the clip with Steve Schultz interviewing her. And does that need any further setup?
No, other than to say that what we're about to hear, this was recorded, if not today, yesterday. It may have been yesterday, but this is well after the election, right? Okay, so after the United States Capitol building was stormed, and after Donald Trump has even conceded the election publicly. So, go ahead.
Can you describe what you mean? What did you see in either your natural eyes or your spiritual eyes? What did he show you specifically?
When I say he showed me, I don't mean he gave me a vision. I don't mean he gave me a dream. I mean he took me into the future. That may be word to you why it happened in the Bible. It happened in the Old Testament. I know that John, the beloved, was shown things from the past and he was shown things from the future. What about revelations? What do you think that word means? A revelation comes from the heart of God. It does not come from the mind of man. It doesn't come from something that's been written down unless somebody got revelation and they wrote that down. So revelation is from God himself. He is sitting on his throne. Jesus Christ is right there next to him. And millions and millions, I could say billions of angels, especially the army, has been sent here. And right now, for all of you who are in D.C., there are actually, this is going to really do something to you, there are 50 billion angels there.
Wow.
Not million. Nobody has a number. I don't think God's given anybody a number of how many exist. I just know that God has a whole lot more than what Lucifer got or Satan.
Okay. Any further commentary that you'd like to provide?
Yeah, so that was, I got ahead of myself. So that, what we just heard there from Kat Kerr, it's really too bad this is on radio because you really need to see this lady. She has pink hair because God told her to dye her hair pink. But anyway, so What we just listened to, ironically, was actually being aired at the exact time that a handful or however many, a couple hundred, whatever, people that were at that rally on January 6th stormed the Capitol. As she was saying that, the United States Capitol building was being stormed. So how ironic is that? She claims that God took her into the future. This is no just vision, open vision. God, I mean, it's like Michael J. Fox, Back to the Future. God took her into the future to see Donald Trump being inaugurated again. And yet she apparently was blissfully unaware of what's happening in real time as she was saying that. These people just continue to beclown themselves.
Now, before I do have some listener questions that I would like to go to before we run out of time, but I'll play one more clip, and this is another Kat Kerr clip. You want to set that up?
And this is from yesterday, so this is the day after the Capitol building was stormed, and she's being asked again about her prophecy that Trump will have a second term, and she says that God walked into her room. This was from yesterday, so go ahead.
And God has assured me today when he walked into my room and woke me up at noon, almost noon, 11:55 a.m. I'm up for like 20 hours a day, and sometimes I go to sleep, sometimes I don't. But I always had my alarm set for noon, and it didn't go off. God did. Mm. And he came in, and he yelled as loud as he possibly could, "Justice will prevail. I will not listen to the stuff, the acts, because they don't know how to put a show on. Hell never has put on a good show." This is still God speaking. Hell has never put on a good show. They've always lost the seats they went after. They lost whatever they were planning to do. He said, "I kicked them out of heaven." That was the first show. Lightning was striking. They were kicked out, unseated, and stripped away from power. The second show was in hell on the third day, mentioned in Colossians, when my son stood up and released the fire of God from himself and melted the faces of the hierarchy of hell and made a show of it openly. And he said the third show is still in rehearsal right now.
So this was yesterday, and she's being asked about Donald Trump's second term, and she says that God literally walked into her room and woke her up and shouted at her as loud as he could. And in that same video, Chris, if you can go to the 43-minute, 30-second mark.
If you're talking about that same video, I've already clicked it out. It's unless you're talking about the last one that you have me on coverage in the spirit of faith on Flashpoint. That's the last video I have. The one that I was just playing, I clicked it off.
Okay, well, that's all right. So then just a couple of minutes after what we just heard, she goes on to clarify. Because the person asked her, he said, "Now, are you talking about Trump having maybe a second term that's not consecutive with this one?" And she's very adamant, "No." She said, "God showed me, took me into the future, showed me Donald Trump being inaugurated on January the 20th. He will have a solid 8 years. And then after Trump, Mike Pence will be the president of the United States for another 8 years. So that's what God supposedly showed her. And, you know, I did not vote for Joe Biden. I take no joy at all that Joe Biden is going to be our next president. But there to say that prophesy so strongly that Trump will be in the White House for another 4 years, he's not going to be. So these people are, even after this has already been decided and it's already been adjudicated and the electors have already been certified and Trump, even after Trump has already conceded, they still maintain that he's going to be in the White House. It is a delusion, the level of which it is hard for rational people to comprehend.
Okay, we have John in Bangor, Maine, who has a question for you. He said, "I don't know if any of these Word of Faith Pentecostals ever describe themselves as open theists, the heresy that God does not always know perfectly what the future holds. But it seems to me that they constantly get around these false predictions and prophecies. by claiming that God changed his mind. Therefore, the things that were clearly prophesied to them that would definitely occur did not occur just because God changed his mind. Therefore, the future isn't fixed, and therefore God does not perfectly know it. Was this an accurate assessment on my part?
Yeah, that actually is. And was his name John?
John in Bangor, Maine, yes.
So John's exactly right. They're not going to come out and flat out say, affirm open theism, the belief that God does not know the future and he's just kind of like the rest of us just sitting back and discovering it as time goes along. They're not going to be that open about it. But, when you take what they are saying and what they teach to its logical conclusion, then it does absolutely lead you to open theism, which is heresy, blatant heresy, just yet another heresy that these people teach.
And we have a first-time questioner, Mike, in Monroe, New York. Brothers, please talk about the cruelty of those who are not healed and do not understand why God has not done so, and therefore are devastated by this. Well, that would include you as a younger man, wouldn't it, Justin?
Yes, it would, Chris. Now, I'll say some people have made the accusation against me that the reason I do what I do is because I'm bitter that I wasn't healed when I was a teenager, and I can honestly say nothing could be further from the truth. I'm not bitter at all about not being healed, because by God's grace, I have a right theology and understanding of my handicap, and I trust in God's sovereignty. I trust in his goodness. He can never act in any way that's outside of his character and nature. And so, and if I had to live with the rest of my life for, you know, however many years I have left on this earth, that's perfectly fine with me, because I've got all of eternity to live without it. So, I'm not worried about that. And I know that whatever I suffer with, I deserve far, far worse. I deserve hell is what I deserve. But yes, to his question, to Mike's question, when you begin with the premise that it is always God's will to be healed as long as you have enough faith, well, people hear that, they believe that, they hear these verses taken out of their proper context, and so they believe it's incumbent upon them to gin up enough faith, muster up enough faith, and as long as they do, then God will heal them of their cancer, of their muscular dystrophy, of the whatever they have. But the healing doesn't come. It never comes. It's like the proverbial carrot in front of the horse. The faith preachers keep dangling this promise of healing out in front of them. And people keep trying to believe harder and believe harder and give more money and give more money. But the carrot just keeps getting further. You never catch the carrot. You're never healed. And so then the point comes where you have to come to the only conclusion that I don't have enough faith. I don't have enough faith. Maybe I'm not even saved. And so people absolutely believe this theology. They are absolutely left in a place where they have no one but to blame but themselves for their sickness, their disease. It's my fault. It can't be God's fault because he's perfect. So the only other one to whom to look is the one who's sick. You're sick, according to Word Faith preachers. It's your fault. It's your lack of faith. It's your lack of giving. It's your fault.
Okay, we have another first-time questioner, Bud, in Orange Park, Florida. And, oh, by the way, quickly, I forgot to mention to Mike in Monroe, New York, you have won, because you're a first-time questioner, a free New American Standard Bible, which CVBBS.com, Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, will ship out to you. So please give us your full mailing address in Monroe, New York, so that CVBBS.com can ship that out. And we want to thank not only CVBBS.com, but we want to thank the publishers of the New American Standard Bible for providing these Bibles that we give away. And Bud, as I was just saying, in Orange Park, Florida, first-time questioner as well, says, like many, I've greatly benefited from the ministry of Justin Peters and of Andrew Rappaport. I'm curious about their response to a question. Is is sushi really a legitimate meal choice for a Christian? Okay, but thanks for wasting our time there. But he also says, my real question is this. I would like to hear Justin and Andrew's response to a question that I engage with numerous people on. Is discernment a spiritual gift, or is it a learned skill? That's the real question by Bud.
First, I'll say this, that those that have discernment know that sushi is a good meal.
I'm assuming that you guys would think perhaps it's a combination of both, but we're all responsible to have discernment, aren't we?
Go ahead, Andrew.
I would say yes. Yeah, I mean, God tells us to come and reason together, not to just close our minds and not think about things. We have to, he actually commands us, and this is something that most people don't realize, that in John, Jesus himself, this is the red letter for those red letter Bible people, in the red letters, in John 7:24, Jesus commands us, it's an imperative in the Greek, to judge with a righteous judgment. The issue is not what's the standard of judgment. We are commanded to judge by God. The question is, how are we going to judge? That's the issue. So if we're commanded to judge, that requires that every one of us have discernment.
But you could say that, couldn't you say that it's also a gift that someone may have a more keen insight and discernment than others, but at the same time while requiring that we are all responsible to God for having discernment, just like we're all accountable before God to be apologists. Not that we're all going to launch an apologetics ministry and start teaching people, but we all have to be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us, right?
Before Justin answers that, let me just clarify a bit. There's a difference between a talent and a gift. And so when we say a gift, I think of a spiritual gift, something that's given to us at salvation, which is different than a talent. You may have people that are naturally talented from birth as teachers, but that's different than someone who has a spiritual gift of being able to do this.
Right.
There is a difference. I would say there is a talent. But Justin, do you think it's a spiritual gift?
I do. I do believe that discernment is a spiritual gift. And Andrew's right. There's a difference between a talent and a gift. If you're a good singer, that's a neat talent to have, but that's not a gift. If you're an artist, that's a great talent, but it's not a gift. Spiritual gifts are the ones that are listed in 1 Corinthians and the Book of Romans. And among them, yes, is the gift of discernment. Now, and some people, upon their conversion, are given that gift of discernment. So for some Christians, discernment comes more naturally or more supernaturally, if you will, for them than it does for others. But I would also say this. Just because it may not be your gift, per se, that's not an excuse not to exercise discernment. We can all exercise discernment. We're all told to examine everything, including ourselves. We're all told to test all things, hold fast to that, which is good, 1 Thessalonians 5:21. So it's incumbent upon all of us to exercise discernment. And if, for example, maybe mercy is not your primary spiritual gift, and that's not your gift. Maybe you have a gift of hospitality, and mercy is not your gift. But guess what each and every single one of us can do? We can all still exercise mercy. We can all still show people mercy. So it's a cop-out to say, oh, discernment, that's not my thing. I'm going to leave that to, you know, Andrew or Justin or someone else. No, it's incumbent upon all of us to exercise discernment.
Just like evangelism, there are people who say, well, I'm just too shy. Evangelism isn't my gift, so therefore I never talk about Christ or his word. I never defend the gospel when I'm in a gathering that includes unbelievers who may be even mocking the faith. I just keep my mouth shut because that's not my gift. There is no way out for that. That is our responsibility. Now, of course, we have to be wise as serpents and as cunning as doves, or peaceful as doves. But we have no legitimate excuse for not ever evangelizing because it's not our gift.
That's right. That's right. And you may not be one to be out on the streets and open air preaching like Andrew does.
Right, right, right.
Andrew is very gifted in that. I would say that he's very gifted in that. Not everybody is, and that's fine. But there's absolutely no reason when you're sitting at the, you know, whatever, your dining room table or a restaurant or talking with a friend, not to share the gospel with them. If that person is not a believer, you share the gospel with them. So, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to go to our final break. It's going to be much more brief than the last ones, and we'll be right back after these messages, so don't go away.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how he shall be worshipped and how he shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God. Singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, baptism, and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com. Or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Nate Pickowitz of Harvest Bible Church in Gilmanton Iron Works, New Hampshire, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rich Jensen of Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Sule Prince of Oakwood Wesleyan Church in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor John Sampson of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck Volo of New Life Community Church in Kingsville, Maryland, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Herford of Eastport Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Roy Owens Jr. of the Church at Friendship in Hockley, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnson on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future, and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Welcome back, and Bud from Orange Park, Florida, I just want to make sure you also know, since you are a first-time questioner, that you have won a New American Standard Bible as well, so give us your full mailing address in Orange Park, Florida, so that cvbbs.com can ship that out to you. And we want to thank cvbbs.com, Cumberland Valley Bible Book Service, again, for shipping out all of our winners, their Bibles, books, and other things that they win when they submit questions. And we want to thank the publishers of the NASB for providing the Bibles to begin with. Justin, we have this final clip, which is from Coverage in the Spirit of Faith, Flashpoint, if you want to set that up.
Yeah, so this should be from the beginning at the, you've got the one, the 48-minute, 45-second mark.
That's the way it looks, yeah.
Okay, all right. So this is Dutch Sheet. This is from the same interview that Kat Kerr was, we just heard from her, same interview. So this is Dutch Sheet, and he is talking about how he also believes that Trump will still be inaugurated. And listen to what he claims that God told him in about 50 different dreams he just had. And this is absolutely appalling. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the Lord reminded me yesterday. I mean, I've probably, this is unusual for me, but I've had 40 to 50 dreams sent wow. to me by credible prophets in the last couple of months. Every single one of them have been instructing me, and so that I can instruct others, stand. God is going to do this. And so he reminded me yesterday that 8 to 10, at least 8 to 10 of these dreams, in the dream, it looked like it was over, and we did not win, and it looked like it was over when it wasn't really over. One dream, he said twice, "I am not late," and another dream, Trump himself was in the White House, and he was sitting at his desk weeping, and he said, "All I ever wanted to do was to release freedom in America. All I wanted was for the people to hear the sound of freedom. But there are bats in the belfry, and there's a lot that I don't have time to go into that that has to do with. And there are bats in the dome. Then he said, the sound of freedom has been captured, and I've tried for 4 years to free this sound. And then he said, weeping, have I failed? And we began to say to him, no, sir, you have not failed, and it is not too late. And then we were supernaturally sort of led to the Capitol building, and God lifts the dome, and this dark cloud comes out, and then bats start flying out of the Capitol building. I'm just saying, this is not over. And God is saying, look, I warned you that it would look like it's over when it's not over, and you must stand. And he also reminded me, by the way, and I'll do this quickly, but years ago, God assigned me to pray for a girl in a coma who was basically a vegetable fed through a tube in her stomach, breathing through a trach. And he said, I want you to go every week and pray over her for an hour.
Okay. Anything you'd like to follow up on that?
Yeah. So this is Dutch Sheets, and he's a very well-known prophet, quote unquote, in the charismatic movement. And he, even today, as of today, he is still maintaining that Trump will serve a consecutive second term, and claims that God shuttles him around and shows him things that none of us can see, shows him bats in the belfry, which is just absolutely absurd. And this is what some have termed astral projection, when God or you or whoever just are transported from one place to the next. Todd Bentley says that God does this for him. Todd Bentley says all of a sudden he'll just show up in a European country instantaneously and this kind of stuff. And these people, there's only a few possibilities here. One of three. They are flat out lying, just bald-faced lying to us. Two, they have no idea how to hear the voice of God, and as such, they should not be prophet. They're just deluded. Or three, they're up to their eyeballs in demonic deception. And none of those three options is a good one. They're either liars, they're self-deluded, or they are up to their eyeballs in demonic activity. And none of those three options is a good one. And they are just beclowning themselves, and they are bringing untold reproach on the gospel. They are making a mockery out of Christ. The world sees it, and they are laughing at it. And what the world thinks about Christians, they get from these kind of folks. And if they were truly repentant, they would shut their ministries down. They have brought enough reproach on the gospel.
Amen. Well, you know, Justin, I already know that I'd like to have you back very soon on the show to do a follow-up, and we can have Andrew co-host if he's free as well. Andrew, I know that you had a couple of words you'd like to say before we close out the show.
Yeah, I do. You know, folks, you hear Chris mention often that this show is put on by your support. It costs money, and you hear Chris saying it, but let me give you a listener's perspective. Chris is one of the best interviewers there is, and he brings out a lot from the interviews. If you enjoy this show, if you gain something, if you find value in Iron Sharpens Iron, I want to encourage you to go to the website and consider donating. Whatever amount you can, it would be a huge help to Iron Sharpens Iron. So please consider doing that today.
I really appreciate that, and I might as well repeat the website and how you can donate on the website. It's ironsharpensironradio.com. Click support, then click to donate now, and either donate with a debit or credit card or to send in a check to the address that appears on the screen. I want to thank Justin Peters, whose website is justinpeters.org, justinpeters.org, and also Andrew Rappaport for being on the show today. His website for the Striving for Eternity Ministries is strivingforeternity.org. strivingforeternity.org. And gentlemen, if you could hang on the line after we go off the air, because I'd like to set up another interview with you both I want to thank everybody who listened. Sorry, Grady in Asheboro, North Carolina. We ran out of time before we were able to ask your question, and some of the other folks waiting. Perhaps when Justin and Andrew are back on the show, you can ask your questions then. And I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner. Have a safe, blessed, happy, and healthy weekend and a Christ-honoring Lord's Day.